We're here at the NAFB Trade Talk. With me is Charlie O'Brien, Vice President of Agricultural Services with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. And Charlie, AgConnect Expo, brand new agricultural trade show that is going to debut at 2010 in Orlando, Florida, was announced this year. What at this point, what has the progress been made in putting this show together?
Well, we've made good progress. We are now working on other groups that want to be involved in the show and actually leverage this gathering of agriculture. So we're working with various groups that are interested in co-locating. Example of that is the Ag Engineering Group, ASABE. They're interested in talking to us about the moving of their annual convention as part of this. So we're talking to them about that. Also, the sister group of FFA PAS, who's the college age kids that are already committed and interested in a career in agriculture, talking to them about having their annual convention as part of Ag Connect. So there's now a great deal of interest in co-locating and joining with the venue that's going to have a lot of the people that are involved with agriculture as part of the show.
Now, why is this show different? How is this show different from all the other ag shows that there are?
Well, I think there's several reasons that it's different. One of the things, we're working extremely hard in developing the processes behind the scenes to help people make connections, like registration. So by having registration, that allows us to have people basically sign up for different events, whether it's the education events that we'll have or the plain networking events that we'll have, that brings people together that have common interests. And it's not going to be just coming to a show and passing them in the hallway or on the walkway. We will have the opportunity to say, if you're interested in this particular topic, whether it's precision agriculture or whatever it may be, get people in the same place at the same time, but also allow the opportunity for people to sit down and have a discussion afterwards with each other. Our market research said that our producers are very interested and want to talk and find out what's happening. So with others that have like interests. And then we get the opportunity to do that on an international perspective, because of our international reach that we have as the association, we get the opportunity to invite people to participate in the show. So the international reach of the show, I think, also will be very interesting for people.
Well, on that topic, as far as the global aspect of this, of Ag Connect, why do you think that's so important for the agriculture industry?
Well, I think it's no secret that agriculture is extremely, extremely expanding in the global competitive marketplace. We have now more and more the product from the equipment manufacturer's perspective you see being exported around the world. We need to make sure that we know what the products are that are needed around the world, as well as what the competitive environment is around the world. So it's more of an understanding of what's taking place, and also a sharing of information back and forth from around the world. And I can tell you that as we go to shows around the world, I'm actually leaving tonight for Italy to participate in the show in Italy, EMA, which is an international event. But we find that as people see us at those events, they want to know, so what's happening in the United States? And obviously, for a lot of different reasons right now, but want to know what's happening in the agricultural community in the United States. And this will provide people in January a nice place to go, a nice venue to be at, and it's very attractive to go from an international perspective as well.
What is the planned schedule for Ag Connect? The first one's going to be in 2010. When will the next one be?
Yeah, the planned schedule is one in 2010. We'll have another one in 2011. And then we're going to go on an every other year basis, so 13, 15. The reason for that is because we are trying very hard to slot the show in so we're not competing with other international agricultural shows. So we've done the research. We know when those shows are. And this time frame, the 11, 13, 15 time slot, nicely slots us in with the shows around the world.
Now, while producers and potential sponsors or anybody else who would like to participate in Ag Connect Expo, what would they need to do?
Well, they'll need to certainly contact us. We have a website that's available for people to come in, going through the AEM website, or they can type in Ag Connect and that'll take it to the website as well. But that's got an awful lot of information relative to the show itself. So that's a quick, easy way to find out what's happening with the show.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Charlie O'Brien, with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, talking about Ag Connect Expo 2010. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.